Dave, go give it all tonight.
It's all you can ask. It's all you can ask. You know, just you want your fighters when they get the big opportunities, you want them to give it everything they've got. So when they look back, they don't think, I should have given it a bit more. I could have given it a bit more. That makes them bitter. That'll chew them up a little bit. Gavin McDonald doesn't have to do that because he knows he'll give it everything he's got. And he fell short against a very, very good fighter, somebody we knew was a very, very good fighter, and we knew was the underdog going in. And sometimes the underdog doesn't win. And that's boxing.
Right, indeed. And you can see that already from him talking. I had a quick chat to him, and he knows now he can compete at that level. He can come again.
He can hang with big boys. He's just proved that. You know, he's just proved that. He's just lost on points for a WBC world title, and 18 fights, 19 fights in. It's proved now that he can hang at that level. He'll come back from it. He'll learn, and he'll get better, and he'll push on.
It's a good time once it settles in for, I suppose, for him to take stock of just how far he has come in that short space.
Listen, a couple of fights ago he was struggling at domestic level, you know, getting draws, coming back from brink of defeats, struggling at domestic level, and now he's just lost and bossed the last half of a world title fight, a WBC world title fight. So he's done brilliant.
And his stock will rise from that. The crowd enjoyed it.
Crowd loved it. Crowd backed him. All journalists have right proud of him. He's done brilliant.
And the next week for you, it's a quick turnaround. It's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah. Fight week, big weekend. Can't wait.
In terms of Monday to Friday, how big a part could that play in this fight before you get in the ring?
If it wasn't Bellew, then a massive part. But it's Bellew, and I know how his mind works. And I know that he'll be cool as a cucumber. He can go off at any second and then bring himself back down a second later. Doesn't matter. He can go off like a lunatic and then turn around and 20 seconds later, he's dead fine. Don't make any difference. So I'm not really bothered. What will be. I think it just needs to be managed right. Because otherwise,
things could happen. But from the other side, obviously, you know Tony very well. You've been in the hair camp as well. Could he strike the first blow?
Well, he already has. He's already has. He punched him at a press conference. He even said so on Soccer AM, bragging on Soccer AM today. And he did. He had a clenched fist and he punched Bellew in press conference. So he's already struck the first blow. Bellew won't let him get another one in. That's why it needs to be managed right.
And the training camp, Tony's been talking about how it's been horrible. Derek Chisora,
it makes me laugh. Everyone thinks that it's only been Derek Chisora that's been sparring. We've had different sparring partners. Chisora's served a purpose. You have to cover all bases. Chisora served a purpose of what we needed to do. And yeah, sparring, training has been hard, but that's how it is. He's prepared. He's fit. He's strong. He's very, very strong. So it might not look like an heavyweight, but he's very, very strong. And it is what it is. Listen, that fight, if they're both gunslinging early doors, flick your coin, see which way it lands. But if it goes a few rounds, I'm telling you, Bellew's going to chew him up. If it goes a few rounds, Bellew will chew him up. He'll just grind him out, spit him out. And that's what'll happen. But it's one of those fights that early does. Either man can knock each other out. So you don't know if it's going to wait first round or if it's going to go late. Don't know.